You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
When we get to trending, we'll talk a little bit more about election results and what we know. And we won't dwell on it too long.
No,
don't worry. Don't
I will say we stayed up entirely way too late watching results come in. I mean, I clicked the news on at like 6 o'clock and it didn't shut off until almost 10. I get sucked into this stuff. Absolutely. I love the battles. I love to see who's winning. I just love following everything. And I really like the local stuff, too, because, you know, Nick Nack and I kind of voted. You know, we're within the same party and all that. We're pretty close politically. And we actually voted on a couple things differently on the ballot. So it was kind of fun to have the little ballot battle. In the House over what was passing and what wasn't, and haha, I won, and oh no, you know, I lost, and I really enjoy all that. I really do. Did you stay up at all and watch any of the coverage?
Oh, I didn't watch a bit of it.
A lick of it, huh?
We were watching an episode of Shetland, which was fantastic.
Oh, no, we were flipping back and forth.
No, but I pulled up my phone every once in a while, and I would look at a couple of things, but it doesn't consume me like it does some people. I'm not saying that's good or bad. It's just people are different about that. I don't get consumed by it. I definitely voted. And in our house, we are polarized.
You are opposite,
Yeah, we're polarized when it comes to people that we vote for and stuff like that. So we don't really talk about it that much. It's not that... I mean, it's a big deal, but at the same time, it doesn't dominate our lives on election day.
Well, it only dominated mine from 6 p.m. until about 10.
That's good. Well, good. I'm glad you got your
fix. We had a good time. Yeah, I like it.
They went out, and this poll is interesting. They went out and surveyed a bunch of people, and they found that 1 in 7 people will never tell anyone who they voted for, and that includes family members. So what is that? Roughly 15% of people will never open up their mouth to anyone and tell them, including a spouse, which I find fascinating.
That's a little different, but you know, I get it. It's just like you guys. You're not really chatting about it. But
we do tell.
For as much as I was into it and we did the research and everything beforehand on how we were voting, I never bring up politics. I don't talk about who I voted for with anybody, even my best friends. I don't.
I
mean, and it's not difficult to find out. It's about 4-minute Google search. You can know what party somebody's affiliated with. You kind of know. I mean, it's super easy to know, you know, where they stand. But I just don't do that. I think that's a super private thing. I think it's disrespectful when somebody comes up to you and says, how did you vote? You know, tell me now. I think that's rude.
I don't agree.
Do that. That's a private thing.
A little more than a third of people, however, are the ones, according to the survey, who talk openly about it. They tell everyone at all times. And you don't. All you have to do is scan through your Facebook, you know, feed to see who those people
again,
are.
You know.
And I've got a couple of people who are friends of mine, and I do put them on silent for a month at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Just because after a while, it's like, I know you've been on your soapbox for... You know, 15 years, there's not a soul in your sphere who doesn't know how you feel about every election, every person, every ballot issue. I mean, you make it quite clear. And I'm thinking there has to be some sort of, I would love for a psychologist to explain that type of personality where at all times you must constantly let everyone know again and again how you feel politically. There's a psychological thing.
You like conflict or something. Yeah, you thrive on the conflict and the arguments and
maybe it's just that you want to I don't know, you kind of want to really press your position upon everyone else in hopes of dominating and or changing the way people think.
Right, which, I mean, how many times have you gone onto Facebook or Instagram and be like, oh my God, you've really changed my mind? Zero is the answer. Zero.
Zero is the answer.
Zero times. Yes.
So I'm curious about that 35% who at all times must constantly preach from the mountaintop how they feel about stuff.
Yeah,
and I know we'll get text messages now. People say, hey, we're just very passionate. Yeah, I get that. You can be passionate, but every single day...
Yeah, turn the passion knob down just a little bit. Passion knob down to like a 3.
Yeah, and you know, everyone who's listening right now knows someone who's like that. And if you don't know someone who's like that, it might be you.
Yeah, and everyone secretly hates you.
So. You're in your head, you're going, but everyone wants to know what I think politically.
I'm
every
informing
single
everyone.
Day.
I'm the news. No, you're annoying.
You're just annoying.
And you've been blocked.
Bless your heart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love that hide for 30 days feature on social
media.
Me
too. There's so many people I've done that too.
Because I definitely don't want to unfriend them, and I don't want to unfollow them, but I just want to give them a little break.
Take
they
a rest.
They just need to be in timeout.
It's like
for
resting
a while.
Your steak after you cook it. They need to rest.